Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. For Mem Hayim Beis, we left off discussing that Shmuel held and Rav also held that this din that a worker has to swear whether or not he got paid. It's only if there was nothing done in front of Edom, right? Amr of Nachad Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, this din wasn't taught, Ella, except, Sesracho be'edim. Avol Sacho below Edom, if there were no Edom, Mitoch Shiachalomalo, Lo Skarticha me'olam, Yachalomalo Skarticha, V'nasati Litzkarcha, right? If there were no Edom, the owner, the boss, could say, listen, I don't know you from Adam. I never met you in my life. Since he doesn't say that, it's amigo. He has a better way to get out of this dilemma. What could he say? He says, I never saw you before in my life. He doesn't say that. He says, yes, I hired you. Yes, you're a good worker, but I already paid you. Then he's believed. But if there are agents that verify that he's hired, if we can't get, say, I don't know you from a whole wall, I never met you before in my life, he can't say that, then this worker has to swear that he was not paid. That was what Shmuel said, and everybody said, Shkoyach, unbelievable Bart. Right? Now we're going to, is that true? Now is that true? So, we'll start again from Kari Rami Bar Chama Aled Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama said about Rav Sheshes, Vayasam David Sazvar Ha'ele Velibo. David put these matters to his heart. In other words, is it true? I really want to think this out. Okay, this Gemara is very, 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 very complicated. Very, extremely complicated. So, we'll try to do as best we can. The Ashkechei Rav Sheshes Lavav Bar Shmuel, Rav Sheshes met Rav Bar Shmuel. I'm a lady. Said to him, "Tani Mar Midi Besachir." Yeah, have anything to say about a case of the worker? Any chiddush? Anything to say? I'm a lady. Yeah, I got something to say. Tanina, we learned in a brisa, Sachir, regarding a worker. Bizmano, if he's demanding his payment, Bizmano, meaning that day, right? Then Nishba Benotel. He swears that he didn't get paid, right? We had the whole doc yesterday, right? Benotel, then he gets paid. Ketzad, for example, Bizman, if it's Bizman, Sha'amalo, and he says, Sachartani, you hired me, Balonasata Liskari, but you didn't pay me yet, Bahalo Omer, and the other one says, the boss says, Charticha, I hired you, Benasati Lachas Charcha, and I paid you Sahara, I paid you already. Then what's the din? The din is, the worker swears, and he gets paid, right? Avo, Amalo, however, if the worker says, Shtayim Kasatzali, you had the payment was $2, right? It was a $2 deal, V'hala Omalo Lo Kasatzali L'cha El Achas, but it was only a one deal, right? Right? What's the din there? The din is, Hamotzi Mechavero Olavaraya. Hamotzi Mechavero Olavaraya. You want $2? You prove it. Right? Now, Hamid the Sefer Raya, right? From the fact that the Sefer, the worker requires a Raya, what does he require a Raya for? Hamotzi Mechaveh Olavo Raya. You want the paycheck you want? Prove that that's you. Show the contract. Prove you're entitled to it. Have a Raya below Raya. The Raya, there is no Raya. The Raya was a case where the worker has to swear that he hasn't gotten paid yet, and he gets paid. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Michlal. You see from here. The Nishba Benotel Dereisha below Shomraya. You don't have to bring any proof. Ain't Tzarach Lahavi Edim Sha'asa Imo. You don't have to bring Edim. This is a story. Velesa L'Rav U'Shmuel. This is against Rav and Shmuel. Dila'el who said, the Ukpi L'Masisa V'Tizkar B'Edim. Shmuel said, the only time you swear, the only time you swear is if there are Edom that you were hired. Why? Because if there are no Edom that you were hired, the boss has a measle. He could say, I never saw you before in my life. Right? So therefore, the only time there's a Shavua is if there are Edom that you were hired. Now you're fighting about whether or not you were paid? All right, we're going to believe you. Why? Because we had yesterday's doc. Why do we believe him? Right, he swears, he takes money, right? The owner's tarud, he forgot, right? All everything from yesterday. But you see from this brisa, absolutely not true. There is no raya in the case of Shmua. All the worker has to say is, you hired me, no dispute about that, you didn't pay me yet. Right, so we have a chazaka, he didn't get paid because the owner's busy, you pay him. What's Shmuel talking about? So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Reisha b'seifa b'raya. No, no, they're both talking about a raya. They're both talking about a raya. Of course they are. Look at the top Rashi. Reisha, the Reisha, Nihi, it's true, Ziktani Nishba v'notel. Right? All it said was Nishba v'notel. Did it mention anything about a raya? Not one word. However, Lesa Ella Shiyavi Tchila Edim Seskaro. Of course you have to bring Edim that you're a hired worker. Otherwise, the owner could say, I never saw you before. Of course you have to. So why did Mishnah leave it out? Why did Bryson leave it out? So says the Gemara. So again, Reisha v'seifa b'raya. Of course you have to bring a raya. Of course Shmuel's correct. Raya d'lashalim katani. However, for whatever reason, the Bryson only mentioned the raya about the payment. Raya d'Shmuel lo katani. In other words, the word raya is only mentioned in the second case. We are arguing about how much he's supposed to get paid. Then you have to bring a raya. In the chinam, you have to bring a reisha, raya de reisha lo katani. It doesn't mention a raya in the reisha, but in the chinam, it still applies. You still have to bring a raya. Very difficult answer. Very difficult answer. Even though the Bryce didn't say it, it's implied. Right, so how many times does the Bryce have to say it? It's implied. Okay? Good? That was the easy part of the daf. Ready? Here we go. Amr of Yirmiya bar Abba. Shalchule mibei Rav l'Shmuel. Depends the following question from Rav to Shmuel. Yilamdein Rabbeinu. Rebbe, how about this one? Uman Omer. Now we're talking about an Uman. So an Uman, a shoemaker. So you brought your shoes into the shoemaker, and the Uman fixes the shoes. Now you come to pick up your shoes, and he says, the receipt's smudged. I can't read how much I have to pay. Right? So the Uman Omer, Shtayim Kasastili. Now we made up that you're going to pay me $2 for this. The Hala Omar, the owner of the shoes, says, "No, not true. Employer, not a uman. What? The craftsman. Oh, so it's a bucket fine. So the Hala Omar, same thing. Now it's $1. Mi nishpa, who swears? That was Yeshua. Assuming the shoe test is over here." It's not a sure test, really. It's like that. Me nishba, who swears? Amalahen. Amalahen, he told him. Bizu yishava balabayas. Right? The owner has to swear. That what? That it's only $1. Right? Only really made up of $1. Viyafsit uman. And the uman loses out. Loses out $1. Why? Because kitsita, the amount of the payment, Vadai Midkar Dikiri Inchi. Nobody mentioned, certainly people remember that. Nobody forgets that. What? So I say $2, I'm the worker. So we made up $2. Says the owner, no, it's $1. The halacha is the owner swears because he got it right. Right? Vadai Midkar Dikuri Inchi. People don't make a mistake about that. They know when you walk into a store, you know exactly how much it's going to cost you when you come back to pick up the goods. So what do we assume? That guy, he has to swear to it true. Once he swears, he gets his price. And the uman loses out. Right? The customer is always right. The uman loses out. Okay? The problem with that is, now, the Gemara, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, Aini? Is that true? The Hatani Rabba Bar Shmuel Katas regarding the issue of how much you're supposed to get paid. Hamotzi Mechaveir Ol Haraya. You have to bring a Raya. The Ilo Mosi Raya, right? And you don't bring a Raya, Paka. The Uman loses out, right? If the Uman's going to bring a Raya, right? The Lomaisi Raya, right? If the worker doesn't bring a Raya, Paka, he loses out. Now, according to Shmuel, Amai, why is all this true? Yishava balabayis v'yafsid umay. The balabayis should swear, and the owner should, and the worker should lose out. Without a shavua, absolutely not. Why are you bringing a raya into this? Forget Moshe Bechel or raya. Shmuel said there has to be a shavua, no matter what, right? Shavua that what? A shavua that is even a relationship, an employer-employee relationship. You have to bring an aid into that. And without a shavua, there isn't any fatur. That's the Gemara's question on Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to answer. We meant the Gemara's going to answer in a minute. See what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara's going to get out of it. We're getting back to the case for a minute. The big machlokas we've shown him here, one side doesn't really very difficult. What happens? You walk into a store and you say, "Okay, I'm ready to pick up my goods. How much is it?" "Oh, we made up for $2." "No, we didn't. We made up for $1." What's the halacha? The halacha is the guy who swears, who's the balabayas, the uman? No, the customer swears. The customer or the boss, whoever the other person is, he swears, and then what? And then he gets his price. What? Then he only pays one, right? What's the problem with that? Now, says the Ramban, this is a classic case of Moshe B'Mitzvah. You say it's two, you say you owe me two, I say I only owe you one. What do you mean? You want $2. One second. You want $2. I'll agree to pay you $1. I'm Moshe to half. The other half I'm not Moshe to. Therefore, the guy has to swear. No Shiloh. What? Right, so I'm admitting to him. I walk over and say, "Where's the $100 you lent me?" Now, no one has a chutzpah to say you never lent it to me. Oh, here's the only, what do you mean 100? It's only 50. 50 you agreed to, right? So you pay the, you have to swear for the other 50. That's what it's an olive base. Right? Olive base. However, right. So what was the issue over here? Why? Right. Right. Oh. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is, well, yesterday we said that when it comes to a case of a worker, the worker is the one that swears. The question is, what about over here? What about by picking up the shoes? Does the worker have to swear, or does the person denying the payment have to swear? Does the Gemara, the person denying the payment? Now, it's not like a worker. It's not really like a worker. Right? Yesterday we said a worker is the one who swears. Here we say, no, the Baal HaBos has to swear. Right? That was the Gemara Shaila, that was the Gemara Teres. That's the Ramban. However, what about if the Baal HaBayis would say, "I don't have to pay you anything. You promised you would do it for free." What if that happened? What? Why not? They should want to get, "I'll do it for free because I want you to tell all your friends how good I am." Why not? You can take it such a case. Right? Why not? But what if that happened? Or he said, "I paid you already. I prepaid. I walked in. You said $2. I gave you the $2. I paid you already." That's a better case, right? Right? I paid you already. So now he's kol for bakol. Now what would be the din? Would there be a shavu at all? Right? Would it be a shavu at all? Said the Ramban, no. Why? You never swear I'm kol for bakol. Okay? What? Maybe Hesus. Why? No, call for a call. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay? However, others argue on that. Rimi Gash, he says like this. Our whole Gemara here is only talking about call for a call. The whole case is talking about Kofa. I prepaid you. I don't owe you a penny for those shoes. I gave you the money already. Or you promised you would do it for free because you want my business and you want me to tell all my friends. Right? Either one. I don't owe you a nickel. Right? Right. What? I'm sorry, what? So what's the Rimigash Shara? Okay. Well, I gotta move. So, Okay. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Now, so we said this is the case, right? And there's a machloket. Somehow, the Rimigash says that this whole case is talking about your kofar bakol. Yesterday we said that a worker has to swear when he wants his salary. Does that apply also over here? By an Uman? Does that apply by an Uman? That's the Gemara itself. That was the Gemara itself. That's the Machlokas Rishona. Look back. Go back to the Gemara. Mi Nishba, who swears? Amalahen, Bezu Yishava Balabayas Viyastin. The Balabayas swears that what? That they only have to pay you one. The Yafsid Uman. And then the Uman loses out. Right? Because Kasita, when it comes to that, Vada Midgar Dikri Inchi. People know exactly how much they paid. Okay? So the Aini, is that true? Well, Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Kotzat, if you made up a deal about Kotzat, Hamotzi Mechavira all of a Raya. You have to bring a Raya. Vilo Maisi Raya. And if you can't bring a Raya, Poka, you lose out. Amai, why? Why do you lose out? Yishava Bal Habayit. The Balabayis should swear. The Balabayis should swear. The Yafsid Uman. And the Uman's going to lose out. Right? Right? Huh? The Balabayis, who's the Balabayis? The employer has to swear. And then the worker loses out. However, if there wouldn't be a Shavua, if there was, what's the kasha here? The kasha on Shmuel, right? Amai, right? No, exactly without a raya. Shmuel said you have to bring a raya. Here there is no raya. All there is a shua. Shmuel said that's not good enough. That's the kasha. Kasha, you hear the kasha? Shmuel said you have to bring a raya. There's no raya here. It's just a shua. Why is the shua good enough? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay? Okay? Omer of Nachman answers the Rav. No. It doesn't, Katani. It's two separate cases. Oh, or maybe raya v'yitol. Either you bring a raya. Oh, or you shava balabayis v'yasid uman. Or, that one case, two separate, totally unrelated cases. So either you bring a raya that you're entitled to the money, then you get the money. That's right. Oh, or what? No, so this is not mentioned in the braisa. If you have a raya, you always. I know it's very difficult, Gemara. I know. No. The question is, can you get with a shmuel without a raya? That's the question. Shmuel said no. Remember we said, yeah, when you come and say I didn't get paid today, well, that's only if it's raya that you're an employee. Otherwise, the boss could say I never saw you before. So here you see a similar type of thing where we're going to make somebody pay without a raya. The answer is no. There's a raya also, just not mentioned in the bright. That's how we got out of it. Technical answer. Okay. Totally, we have to move. Meshvei, following Kasha. Hano saying, Taliso Luuman, you bring your talis into a worker, to a guy that gets fixed. Uman Amar Kasat Silishtayim, the worker says, we've made up for $2, Balam Allah Kasat Silicha El Achat, and we said, no, it's only $1. It's $1, says the the guy, the owner of the talis. So calls mancha talis biad uman, as long as the talis is still by the worker, al balabayis lahavi raya. The balabayis has to bring a raya. Look at the Rashi of the second, it's the first skinny line there. Calls mancha talis biad uman. So Rashi just says something which is extremely debatable. The balabayis having motzi mechaveru all of a raya lahavi edim shalokatat elaha. The Baal Bayit has to bring a raya, the funny raya. His obligation, whose burden of proof? It's his burden of proof to prove that there was only $1 deal. Why? Because he wants to be mochi it from, but it's his talent. Right, it doesn't make a difference. That's a Drash Rashi, just point that out. Nas nalo. Why? But, exactly. No, it makes perfect sense. Nas nalo. But if the guy already gave the talis back to the owner of the talis, the worker already gave it back. So bizmano, if it's the same day when he's entitled to get paid, nishba, the worker swears, benoto, he'll get the $2. Right? But if this man passed, hamochi mechavero olav araya, he has to bring araya. Now, bizmano, miha nishba benoto? Bizmano, he has to bring araya? Amai, why? I'm sorry, Bismano Miha Nishba Benotel, he swears, and he gets the $2. Am I? Why? Yishava Balabayis, Biyasin Uman. Right? The Balabayis should swear, and the Uman should lose out. Why? Because the Uman has no proof that there was a deal ever made. There's no proof. Amar Zachavet Sot, you're right, it's Rachel Bitsanayim. Hamani, Rabbi Yehudi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who says, Kol Zman Sheshvua Notel Eitzel Balabayis. Whenever there's a shavua still applicable to an owner, then sacher nishba v'notel. The sacher can swear and take. Okay? Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? What does that mean? What does that mean, what I just said? That means like this. Whenever there's a doraisa that is chal on the balabayis, and over here there's a shavua that's chal on the balabayis, what shavua is chal on the balabayis? Shvuas modeh b'miksas, right? Then in such a case, the worker, it has to swear, right? Since the owner is chayav to swear modeh b'miksas, because the worker is claiming two, he's owing one, the chacham made a takana, that the owner doesn't swear, but the worker should swear. Okay? However, the Chachamim argue on that. The Chachamim say that the Balabayit swears and only has to pay one. And that's how Shmuel holds. So don't bring me a riot from this Bryce over here. This Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. Understand that? Again, Rabbi Yehuda held. What happened? You gave a talis to the guy. You walk in and you say, can I please have my talis? Sure, give me $2. I'll give you the talis back. What do you mean? I only have to give you $1. Says Rabbi Yehuda, this is a case of Moda Mikta. Who swears? Normally, who swears about the mikdash? The guy who claims he only owes half. But when it comes to workers, we know we switch the din. So who has to swear? The owner has. The worker has to swear. The worker has to swear. Shmuel said, of course not. The Chachamim disagree and they say, no. The owner has to swear. What is he swearing to? We only made a deal for $1. Why does the owner have to swear? Because there are no edim, according to Shmuel, you have to have edim, that there's an agreement here. There are no edim to that. There's no riot to that. Therefore, the owner swears, and the worker loses his dollar. Okay? This bright that seemed to imply that Shmuel's wrong? Yeah, because this bright is of Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, I told you, it's not easy da. Hi, I wasn't being harsh on the da. It's not easy. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? Elam, Rabbi Yehuda is the Masmitan. If it's the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, Achmurei Kamachmir. He was Machmir Allah Sachir, Lemishkal Shavu Mine, Bishadi Al Baalabayit. He was Machmir. Why? Ditnan, because we learned in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that although in our Mishnah, the Chachamim said that even in a case of where the Baal Bayit is kofer bakol, because I paid you already, right? There was a shavua. We allowed the worker to make a shavua, even though the owner said, I paid you already. Kufa bakol. We allow the owner to make a shavua. But Yehuda Omer, no. The only time we're going to switch the shavua on the worker is if there's a claim of modiv mitzvah. That's much more mocking, much more limiting. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda de Braisa. It must be the Rabbi Yehuda of a Braisa. The Tanya, we have a Braisa that says like this. Sachir, you have a worker, calls Manchalo of a Lovzmano, as long as his man didn't pass, Harez Vidnishba Benotel. The worker could swear and get paid. V'im Lab, but if his man already passed, Eno Nishba Benotel. He can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda, Eimetai, when is all this true? When is all this true? It's Mancha Amalo, where the worker said, Tainli Tzchari Chamisha Dimar. Give me the $50. Sheish Shabi Adecha, that you owe me. For who Omer? And the owner says, no. Hit Kabbalah and Dinar Zahav. We made an agreement for 25. The dinar means 25. We made it for 25. I'm being Modeb and Mitzat. Oh, or Sha'amalo Shtayim Katati. We made a deal for two. Fahalo Omer Lo Katati Lecha El Achad. Only deal for one. Then, only then, there's a Shavua. Right? And who has to make the Shavua? The worker. Why? Because we switched it to him. Why? Because yesterday's daf. Aval amalo, los chatzich me'olam. But if he says, I never saw you before in my life. Oh, sh'amalo, chatzicha. Or I met you once. And I hired you. But, when it's chatzicha, I already paid you. The Shavua here? No, there's no Shavua here. Hamotzi me'chavero, all of a raya. You have to bring a raya. That's exactly what Shmuel says. That says the Gemara, Maskeflor of Shisha Bred Ravidi. Wait a minute. Ella Katat. If there's a Katat, what does it mean if there's a Katat? If it's a case where there was an agreement made, how much the payment's going to be, right? Who swears? The worker. That's Rabbi Yehudihi. V'lo Rabbanon. That's not the Rabbanon. Minute. So what are we saying now? In a case where the worker, I'm sorry, that's not Shavua, I'm sorry. In a case where it's Katat, right? So what did Yehuda say? Then there's a Shavua. Why? Because it's Modeb and Mikvah. I say two, you say one, then there's a Shavua. Is there going to argue on that? Says the Gemara, Hash the Hechi the Machmir of Yehuda. In a case where Rabbi Yehuda's more machmir. Where is he more machmir? Because by a kofer bakol, he doesn't allow a shavua. Mekel Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are mekel there. They allow a shavua even by a kofer bakol. So hechad the mekel Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where Rabbi Yehuda's mekel, right? What's that case? Where there's a deal. Machmir Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are more machmir? That doesn't make any sense at all. Elamai, what are you going to say? Rabbanan. The Rabbanan agree. The Rabbanan agree that in this case, that, right? Then who said the case of Hamotzi Mechaber El Havraya? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbanan. It's nobody. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, v'hachamei plugi. Case of Machloket. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boraita, if it's a case of Doraita, a case of Motiv Mikzad, of the Takan to the Zachar. We switched the Takana over to the worker. Why? Because we said the owner's Torah. But the Rabbanan, what if it's a Shavua, the Rabbanan, like what? Like kofer bakol, right? I say, I paid you already. That's the case of kofer bakol. Habi takanta. The whole shavua test is a shavua derabanan. But the context is lakanta, law of dealing. Does it make another shavua derabanan, make another takanta derabanan, and switch the shavua to the other side? We don't do that. The rabanan side, the rabanan hold, no. Bid derabanan, not going to do the takanta l'sachir. We even do it by a takana, by a din derabanan. Why? Katita. And what about the case of katita? Midgard dog here. Everybody knows the price. Okay. And that's extremely hard, Gemara. I know we rushed through it. Brutally hard. It's not so hard if you have time to map out every sheet, though. We never have time for that. Okay. Next. Now we said a case of Nigzal. If it's a case of theft, and it's a case of Modib and Mikzat, right? Then there's a Shavua, and you have to swear. You have to swear. So Nigzal, case of Hayah, V'idin HaShirech HaSlebet HaLamashkina. The guy says, I give a shvua, I come to Bethany and I say, I swear, this guy came into my house and he stole stuff from me. And the gossip says, I didn't steal anything, it belonged to me. It was mine. That was the case in the Gemara, right? So what happens? You swear, you get it back. Right? So the Gemara says, Vidilma, maybe, lo mashkino. Milo Amar of Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman say, Hai man denokit nagra biyadik, a guy takes an axe in his hand, farmer and says, Ezel ba'achtalil dikla, I'm going to go chop down the tree, the planya of so-and-so. V'shtakech, dokit, the katil, and then he found the tree's not down, v'shadi, and it's gone, right? Long minute we don't say the hu katle, we don't say that he knocked it down, why not? Because we have no proof. Alma, what do you see? Of it inch to gazim, below of it. People exaggerate, they don't end up, they're big talkers. Hakanami, to gazim. He said he's going to go rob your house. Well, I never did that. Below of it, he didn't do it. So Ema changed the brisa to say, umashkino. No. We saw him go in and we saw him come out with something. So the Gemara says, v'lefzi my mashkino. So let's see what he can. He's had something under his shirt, under his wing, means under his shirt, we don't know what it is. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Balabayis toein, the Balabayis says, Shinatal Caleb Kitana, that he took small stuff. Chadirachalahaster Takas Kanfet Begada, that he could hide under your clothes. Below he Kirubahem Adam. Adam saw that he walked out, but they don't see what he had. Okay? Amr Yehuda, Pachim Kitana, exactly. Amr Yehuda, Ru'u, Shehitman, Caleb, Takas Knafav, Viyasa. He had stuff underneath and he walked out, right? The Amar, and he said, they're mine. I bought them. Eino nemen. You not believe. Why? Even though we have a chazaka, normally, when you're walking around with stuff, we assume it's yours, we don't assume people are goslins, right? But wait a minute. Aiden saw you leave the guy's house, hiding something under your, you not believe to say that they're yours or you purchased them. You not believe. Okay? Vlomoron elabalabayich, Eino also limkor kelo. That's only true if you walked out of someone's house. That was not normally sales. Aval Balabayas also limpor is Caleb, but if it was a store, nemun, then you are believed. Why? It's normal. Aye, while you're hiding it? Okay, I don't know, you're strange. Right? That's all. Vishain also limkar is Caleb, but if it's not a store, Namilo Maron, you also not believe El Devar Vishay Dakar Lahatna. If things are normally not secreted away. But if it's normally held that way, then you are believed. And if it's not normally held that way, that's only by somebody who's not a tenua. But if the guy's a tenua, we all know these types of people, that's normal behavior for him. But what? Some people walk around like that. That's only true if the guy says, I lent it, and you say, no, it's mine. I will be gnuvin, but to accuse someone of being a thief, we don't assume people are thieves. That's only true if the item is normally borrowed or rented. But if it's something that nobody would ever lend, nobody would ever lend it, then you're not believed to say, then you believe to say that it's yours. Why? Because they never lend anyway. Am I right about that? Right? Yeah, am I correct about that? Commonly lend items, you're not believed. Right? Is that what it says there? But if it's commonly lent out, I'm sorry, if it's not commonly lent out, right, exactly. And the dvarim she'ein darko lahat, no, I'm sorry, I said that already. What? What minute? I don't know. But the lo mar and ella, the dvarim she'ein darko lahat, right? Only things that are normally rent out. Aval dvarim she'ein darko lahat, but if they're not normally lent out, right? Nemon, you believe to say you bought them. Right? And the owner can't say, no, I didn't lend it to him. Because nobody ever lends that out. The Shalach of Huna Bar Ovin,
Dvarim ha'asluin lahashil ulahaskir. V'amar l'kukin hein biyadi. I bought it. Ain't on them and you're not believed. Must be talking about it's not a story. Right? Ha ki ha derava apik zuga desarbala. Rava took away the scissors, some kind of fancy scissors. The sifra da'agadata. And the sefer. A sefer of agadata. He asked me from Yisomim. They someone claimed they belonged to their father, right? That and they were declared that they were only lent. But dvarim, but why? Why? The dvarim hasur lahasha ulahaskir. Everybody lends out scissors. Everybody lends out a safer. A whole discussion of what kind of safer. But everybody lends stuff like that out. Why not? Amar Rava, afilu shomer nishba, even the shomer could swear. Afilu ishto shal shomer nishba, even the wife could swear. Right? By your papa, tchir v'lokito mai. What about the workers in the house? Can they swear? That's teku. Okay. Amalir v'yema l'ravashi, ta'ano b'kata d'kaspa. The Baal HaBayis says that the goslin, that he took a kos, right? A silver kos, expensive kos, mai. What's the halacha? So chazina, inish the amidhu. If you're a rich man that you have such a coach, oh inish the mehamidhu demachbiat jigabe, and or you're trustworthy, everybody believes you, and they would leave a coach like that in your possession to watch it. Then kisha top of a shackle, they'll store and get it back. Be lolo, and if not. Now the Mishnah said nechbal. If a guy swears that he was hurt, right? In other words, we go in together to some store, some place, and I come out all bruised up. And I say, you bruised me up. Right? And he says, it's not true. You have to make a shvuah. That's only true if the wound was in a place that you could have done yourself. Therefore, you have to swear that the other guy did it to you. But if you couldn't have done it to yourself, like on your behind your back somewhere, you couldn't have done it to yourself, then no double oshua. You can take it even out of shua. How often did it happen? It says the Gemara of Benechas Dilma Kos on the Chatech. Maybe he scratched himself on the wall. So the Gemara says, Tanur of Chia. No. Also on the Sheikha Begabo Uben Atili Yadav. There's a bite mark. Some kind of. That didn't happen from a wall. Or by your elbow. That didn't happen from a wall. Between Atili Yadav. What does that mean? Between your elbows. That didn't happen by itself. Well, you scratch it. That's not Shaya. It has to have been done by someone else. So the Gemara says, "Vadilma Acher Avidlei." Maybe somebody else did it. Says the Gemara, "Zalech Acher." There's nobody else. Nobody else around. Okay. Next, the Kenegdo Chashud Rafilu Shvua Shav. He said, "Let's say both of you are not trustworthy people, right? I'm sorry. If one of you is not trustworthy, then the trustworthy one has to swear, even if you're not trustworthy for Shvua Shav. What's a Shvua Shav? Say something ridiculous. So today's Friday, right? So the Gemara says, "Maya Filu Shvua Shav." What does that mean? Even for the word, "Lomi by a kamar," you don't have to tell me. "Lomi by a hanach tisbuk firas mamon." Why the other shavuos where they're always about money, right? Shavuos edus, shavuos of the padon. That's about money. But afilu hachanam, even a shavu like this, right? The kfiras devarim ba'almuhu. Just stop saying ridiculous things. "Lo mehemon," you're not believe, right? So the Gemara says, "Bules minami shavuos bitui." So why don't you include a shavuos bitui? It's also, I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat today, and then you violated it. Why isn't that on the list? If you violate a shvua like that, should you possibly swear? Why not? So the Gemara says, "Ki katani, what are we talking about? Shvua dechid kamishtav, v'shikra kamishtav. The minute you utter it, it's a lie. Avol shvua's bitui, but shvua's bitui, dikul amemar v'kushna kamishtav. It could be it's true. I will not eat today. That could be true. Lo katani. That's not included. Says the Gemara, "Tina, ochel lo ochel." That's true if it's a future shvua. I will eat, I will not eat. You can keep that. Av achalti lo achalti, but if it's in the past, the minute you order it, it's a fool. Michael and Amar, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, "Tani shvua shav, b'chol de damilen." Yeah, I meant to say shvua shav, and anything like that, even a shvua is bitter, that's a lie, is a lie. You're right, that's also included, and economy is included. Okay? And it was hard not to say. Impossible. I will stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day.